Scranton Wilkes-Barre has added quite a few players over the last couple of days during this series. That because for the first time in, it seems like, forever, the Yankees became sellers at the trade deadline and stockpiled prospects. One of those pieces acquired by the New York Yankees, outfielder Clint Frazier, 21 years old, and the number 21 overall prospect in the midseason Baseball America rankings. And Frazier joined me before tonight's game.
I imagine this has been a little bit of a whirlwind week for you, traded from the Indians organization to the Yankees organization a few days ago at the deadline in a high-profile deal that that sent Andrew Miller, the reliever, to Cleveland. Have you settled down yet? What's the toughest part about moving teams midseason like this?
You know, part of the toughest part is, you know, acclimating to all the guys around me. You know, coming into a team that I don't really know many people is a tough situation, but, you know, we've got a really good group of guys here right now, and obviously they've been very welcoming to me and really good clubs. I'm really excited to be here with them.
Now, you joined the Rail Riders on the road here in Lehigh Valley. I know Scranton Wilkes-Barre is only about an hour, 15, hour and a half up the road. Have you been to the Scranton Wilkes-Barre area yet?
No, I have not. So I've only played 7 games in AAA up to this point. So, you know, I've played in Charlotte, played in Norfolk, and I've been here. So these are the only 3 parks that I've been at so far.
So you were with the Clippers for a little bit. You never made it to Columbus.
Never made it to Columbus.
You're flying high then, here with Clint Frazier. Upon being traded, you tweeted, quote, "Time for a haircut." Now you've got the flowing red locks out of the back of the cap, and they're still there right now. Everyone knows about the Yankees' clean-cut policy. Does that policy followed by the minor leagues? Do you have to follow that, or what's the deal? When's it coming off?
You know, I actually did cut 3 inches of it off, believe it or not. You know, not a lot of people have taken notice in the length that I did have before this and what I have now. So it applies to everyone. You know, I've reached out to a few people and told them that if they want me to cut it more, I will. You know, just upon when that day comes, I'll do it. But, you know, I'm trying to respect the rules. I'm not trying to individualize myself in front of everyone. And, you know, just overall just trying to be a good teammate.
So who gets the chance to cut it? A teammate, a professional? You do it yourself?
I'm going to go to a woman hairstylist to make sure that she's a professional and knows what she's doing.
All right. Clint, Brian Cashman, everyone kind of assumes that this is the way the Yankees are headed, but Brian Cashman was supposedly reported the other day, said that he hopes a lot of these moves are the beginning of a juggernaut in New York. You being really the main key piece, the most highly profiled and regarded piece coming over in the deals. Do you feel the same way? Do you agree with what Brian Cashman said?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a really good group, you know, throughout the minor leagues right now. Obviously, a bunch of guys that were acquired here in the past few days. It's going to be exciting. I mean, I haven't had a chance to, you know, really see the rest of the system, just only the AAA team right now. But, you know, when spring training comes around, I'll get the opportunity to be around some big league guys and obviously some more minor league guys. So, you know, what Brian Cashman said is obviously going to hold a lot of truth to it. I mean, this is a really good organization. They really do a good job at making sure that their players have all the resources that they need to be successful. And, you know, I couldn't be happier to be here.
Did you get a chance to talk to him at all since coming over to the Yankees organization?
Yeah, you know, after Carter Hawkins, or my former team's player development personnel, called me, you know, Brian was the next in line to call me. You know, we had a brief conversation. He welcomed me to the organization, and, you know, I couldn't be happier to be a part of this team.
I don't want to rush you at all, but your AAA time, and as you mentioned before, has been short. You've only played in a few games as you make the ascent through the minor league system. But some have speculated that maybe as early as September that you would get your shot. Do you think about that at all? Has Cashman told you anything along those lines?
You know, nothing's been told to me so far. You know, I can't predict what's going to happen. I'm just, you know, trying to take it day by day. You know, overall, it's not my decision to call myself up. My performance will dictate itself, and, you know, they're going to be the ones that call me up in the end. So whenever that time may be, I'll make sure that I'm ready for it and, you know, help contribute to the major league team.
Now, you have had the opportunity to play on a big league diamond before here with Clint Frazier. It came in the Futures game that All-Star weekend at Petco Park in San Diego. You played for Team USA. You had a pretty solid performance, 2-for-3, double and RBI, stolen base. What's that experience like playing the Futures game?
You know, it's one of the coolest experiences I've had in my baseball career. You know, back in high school, I had the opportunity to play in the Aflac All-American game in Petco Park. And this year, I had the opportunity to go back there for the Futures game, and a few guys that, you know, I'm friends with that were in the Aflac game got to come back to the Futures game with me. So for all of us to experience that twice is obviously a tremendous honor, and, you know, my family got to be there, my agency A couple of my friends were out there. So overall, it was a very cool experience, and you know, I'm very fortunate to have been in that opportunity.
Had the opportunity, in a way, to represent Team USA. What does that mean to you? Have you ever had that kind of experience before?
I never did growing up. You know, I was always a little bit too old to play for Team USA in high school. So for me to get to represent them this year is a tremendous honor. I mean, only a select group of guys got to go out to that game, and for me to be one of them, I couldn't be happier.
Last question for you, Clint. Clint Frazier of the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders here with us. Every scouting report that I've read about you just raves about all the different tools that you have. They call you a true five-tool player. But one of the things that I've noticed is the intensity that you play with. And excuse the pun, but several people have said you play like your hair is on fire. Where does that come from? What do you think is the best asset of your game?
You know, I think my willingness to learn is a big thing. I mean, I'm out here trying to get better at all five things that make you a five-tool player, and, you know, that's going to take some time. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out who I am as a player, as we all are. So the intensity that I bring to the field is something that just is kind of the respect for the game that it deserves. I mean, I play like it's the last time I'm going to be on there. I swing like it's the last time I'm going to swing. So it's honestly a bunch of passion that I have in my system as well. I mean, I'm very excited to be on that field, and I'm going to go as hard as I can at all times.
Well, I guess it's better than getting the talking to for not playing hard in the end.
Yes, sir.
All right, Clint Frazier, appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us. Best of luck the best of the way, rest of the way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Frazier was originally selected by the Indians fifth overall in the first round in 2011. This is the first time he has been traded in his career. So far, at the AAA level in the International League, Frazier is batting 200.